Okay. We are doing Miktzur Shulchan Aruch Mekor Chaim. We're up to the 14th chapter, the 6th halacha. And we know that the sages instituted blessings, two blessings before Shema and two blessings after Shema. And in the blessing of Yotzer Or Uvorei Choshech, that blessing is called the blessing of Yotzer. So we recount how the angels sanctify God's name. That's called Kedusha. So the Kedusha, which is recounted in that blessing, is called Kedushat Yotzer. The Kedusha said in the blessing of Yotzer. Yesh lomram yushav davka. So he's a Sfardi. He tells us to say it sitting down specifically. That Kedusha you should say when you're sitting. We said if an individual says that Kedusha and he's not with the congregation, so he should try to say the tune as though he were reading it in Tanakh, and if he doesn't know the tune, he should fake a tune. Halacha Zayin, Eino Nina Min Klala Chashum Racham Birkot Kriyat Shema. Chaim David HaLevi holds that we do not say Amen after any blessing of the blessings of Shema. When we hear the Chazan or someone else make them, we do not answer Amen. Ela Umrim Mi Mashatz Milab Milah Kol Barcha V'Chatima. Didn't we see this? You say with the Shaliach Tzibur every word, and then you don't answer Amen. We did this, right? We did this Thursday night. No? Okay, so we'll continue. And being that we're saying verbatim with the Shaliach Tzibur, the Shuv En Lem Lanot Amen, so you can't answer Amen when he concludes the blessing. Shareu Keoneach HaBichotav. Because it's as though the person is answering Amen after his own blessing, being that he's saying the blessing along with the Chazan. V'chach no'agim ha'sfardim. And this is the custom of the Sfardim. Ach Ashkenazim. But what's the Ashkenazi custom? We Germanic Jews, our custom is no'agim l'sayim ha'vacha lifnei ha'shaliach tzibur. Our custom is to conclude the blessing before the Shaliach Tzibur concludes it. V'onin achav Amen. And then we answer Amen after him. V'ledat Maran, and the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch is, aniyat Amen achay siyum ha'vacha b'amo Yisrael be'ava yesh b'am shum efsek. The Shulchan Aruch says, if you answer Amen after the Chazan's blessing prior to saying Shema, that constitutes a pause between the blessing and Shema, and technically the blessing should be aligned with Shema. So the Shulchan Aruch is of the opinion that we should not answer Amen after the Shliach Tzibur's blessing. We don't say Amen. But everyone agrees, if you finished your blessing before he did, you should answer Amen when you hear him concluding the blessing. A person who is blind, he too makes the blessing of the blessing thanking God for light, even though he doesn't see light, but he benefits when others have light and they could help him.
Shukran.